Jimmy, first objective, get through. You've got through. What's your thoughts after that one?
Exactly that. There's nothing more. You know, we had a job to do, which was get through to the next round of the cup, and we've done that. You know, I thought we were a bit slow out of the blocks, to be honest. First 20 minutes, 25 minutes, which just didn't enable us to get a hold of the game till quite late on in that first half. But for the last 10 minutes, I thought we looked okay.
They were quite competitive early on. They didn't make it easy for you, did they?
No. But that's, like I say, that's rugby. You know, teams don't lay the red carpet out for you, unfortunately. Sometimes you've got to work hard, and like I say, it's working to a good old rugby club there, you know, full of local boys. I've got a good coach who worked here as well, you know, Phil worked here. So, you've got to give them a lot of credit, you know, for you know, the midweek game, last week's game, midweek game. The lads work, the lads train on a night, you know, it's a tough ask for them, and I take my hat off to them.
Is that something you've got to be, or the team have got to be aware of, that teams like working today are going to come here and they're going to give it everything early on? You've just got to be a little bit more patient, do you feel, with the way that you play?
Yeah, and that was a big message, really. You know, don't push, and unfortunately, we had a couple of breaks there, and we went for the big push, and you know, we should have been far, far more patient.
You've had, I think, six competitive games now. How do you feel your squad's low?
There he is.
How do you feel your squad's coming along?
We're doing all right, yeah. We're getting there. Like I say, it's still early, but we're plugging away.
And looking forward to anyone in particular next round, not too fussed?
No, not bothered.
Phil, does that scoreline do your boys justice effort-wise today?
Oh, probably not, but, you know, when a team's full of juice and sort of revved up, and you're coming off your third game in 8 games, it was always going to tell.
Yeah, I mean, I think we underestimate it. That's easy for us, like 3 games in 8 days, but that's some effort, isn't it, from your fellas?
Well, it is, considering we're part-time as well, and they've got to work as well. A lot of my boys do shifts and do night shifts, and, you know, I had two of them coming off nights last night to play today, so, you know, it makes it tough, but coming up against a full-time outfit as well, with a very big squad that they can rotate, and us with 24 and having, what do we have today, 24, I think we had 7 injuries.
Right.
No, we didn't, we had 8 injuries. So, yeah. So
doing it tough then, I mean, does that mean next week, you're obviously back here next week, does that mean it's a week of recuperation for the lads, just trying to get them back energised?
Well, it is. Yeah, defo. It is about that. It's about, you know, them recharging the batteries after this heavy week. Because we got them obviously next week, and then it's the Easter break, so that's another tough weekend for us. So, but we always said that it was going to be a really tough month for us. So, hopefully, I'll get a couple back from injury, and the dual reg players will come in, which might freshen up our side a little bit to come back here next week.
You're 5 rounds into the season, and obviously out of the cup now. But your season's not going to be defined by results against the Bradford Bulls. How do you feel? Mm. Where do you feel you're at as a side at Workington?
I think we're a side at the moment that's. In development mode. I think it's pretty similar to where we were at last year at this part of the season. You know, it was a lot of changing bodies, and like last year I'd sort of come in and change structures and put them in place, structures and systems. So this time around we've sort of got 9 new players in our squad, and the structure and systems and how they play with the rest of the players has all got to be learnt, and every side's going to have the same problems, just that I feel that we're sort of taking a little longer than others. You know, when I look at the results that we've had so far, you know, the Batley game, we were poor. Then we played Doncaster, great. We went to London and we were average again. Against Sheffield, I think we created 6 chances and took 2. Sheffield had 2 chances and put them to bed. 14-12 against Sheffield was a game that we sort of threw away, rather than the game against Dewsbury. We just wrapped it up in gift paper and put a big red bow on it, because 3 tries I didn't have to do anything for other than put the hand on the ball from where we just dropped it over the line. So for them, so, you know, I look at every one of them that we're creating enough opportunities to win ball games, and we just need to be a whole lot smarter with the ball and just need to stiffen ourselves up defensively a bit.
How are you enjoying life in the Championship? What's it like compared to Super League, where you've spent a lot of your career?
It's a tough competition. It's a really tough competition. I believe it's a tougher competition than what Super League is. If you can understand that, I think it's a lot more physical than what Super League is, and the ruck speed's a lot slower, and also your part timers who can't train sometimes because they give you a last minute phone call. I'm at work. I'm not going to be a trainer. So it's very tough. It is, but it's one I'm enjoying.
Does it take some getting used to the fact that they're not full time athletes, are they, these lads?
No, it takes a lot of getting used to because I get frustrated and annoyed and angry, and then I think to myself, hey, they're part time. You know, at the end of the day, they've got a job away from this. They're semi professional, not fully professional.
And looking forward to next week. I mean, what do you say to the lads? Obviously, they've been well beaten, but they will be down on energy. And do you feel you can come back and chance? Because for the first half an hour today, you were right in this game, weren't you?
We had five opportunities, and we put one over the line. I think we dropped one over the line. And it was harder not to score the other three opportunities than it wasn't to bomb them. So, no, I had them in the dressing room after the game, and I told them to give me their eyes and stop kicking stones and to put this one to bed really, really quickly. I think they realised as well that I didn't put all my eggs in one basket for this one. So, I expressed to them about energy levels and about completion rates and taking your opportunities. And I think you'll find a different animal that'll come back next week.